I watched a short video on what a success last year's show was, and it basically just looks like one big party. Do you anticipate any increase in attendance this year?
Oh, absolutely. Last year was, it was kind of a first-time event. We did, our organization, Breast Cancer Support Services, was previously Why Me of Chattanooga. So we, you know, we've been around a long time. They used to hold the Why Me fashion show. It hadn't been held since 2009. So when they asked me if I wanted to bring it back last year, I said, yeah, that'd be great, but we're going to revamp it. We're going to give it some new branding, a little younger, a little hipper feel to it. Unfortunately, as survivors, we're getting younger. So it, you know, it's important to embrace everyone that's being affected by the disease. So last year was a first year. We had a great turnout, but yeah, just the more people that know about it, the better it's going to be.
What are some of the boutiques that will be appearing at the fashion show?
This year at the Bravo Fashion Show, we have the Pink Petal Boutique at Access Pharmacy, K Boutique. We have Ruby's Warehouse, and DSW Shoes is providing all the shoes for the models, so that's really exciting. We have Fit for a Queen, Soma, Verde, which is a new shop down in North Chattanooga in Riverview, and Yacoubian Tailors.
It's obviously, yes, the fashion show will include women that have beaten breast cancer in the past. What does this represent, and how does it differ from others, the event?
I think it's just really empowering to know that, you know, this disease can take so much from you. And, you know, for a lot of women, you lose a big part of yourself, and you lose your hair. It's a very physical disease that's kind of out there and in front of people. So it's very empowering to see women at all lengths of survivorship. We have people going through chemo right now that'll be modeling, as well as up to 25-year survivors. So it's just great to see that life does go on, that you can get yourself back to being that person you were before you heard those words.
So, I mean, for these unbelievably courageous women, it's like a victory lap almost.
Absolutely, it is. And they're pampered for the day, which is really great. French Quarter comes out, does everyone's hair that morning. MAC, all of the great folks at MAC Cosmetics in the mall come out, do everyone's makeup for the show. And it's, you know, and it's great for everyone that's involved. The volunteers, it's uplifting. And I do have to say that it's not just women that are affected by the disease. It is also men. It's obviously much more rare in men to be affected. But this year we do have two male models who will be joining us.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're really excited.
Are they excited?
They are.
Models excited?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They get really excited. They all get a little nervous, and you know, but we run through and do a few rehearsals, and they have a great time.
Are there any, you know, reoccurring models that will be walking down the catwalk this year?
We actually have all new models for the catwalk this year, but we do have a few models coming back, one to represent each boutique, that will be kind of circulating the floor for that first hour. The doors open at 2 on Sunday, April the 6th. So that first hour is sort of a meet and greet. You get a little bite to eat. You can mingle. And then the show will actually begin about 3 p.m. So there will be some of last year's models that will be showing off from each boutique that will be kind of directing people around the floor for that first hour.
And I read that last year when the models walk down the runway, their story will actually be
voiced
when they're doing that.
Each model is, you know, is offered the opportunity to sort of write their own personal, just, you know, a statement or two. So, yeah, as they hit the runway, it, you know, we discuss who they are, kind of what they've been through, what's significant about their journey, as well as discussing, you know, the great clothes that they're getting to show off from our great boutiques.
So it's kind of like, you discuss their journey, but it's kind of like, I'm here, and I beat this, and this is not going to define me.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Absolutely. And we have a fantastic MC, Dawn Weber, who is a survivor herself, to MC the event.
I also want to ask you, it really just seems to me that the breast cancer community in this region is just unbelievably close.
Yes. You know, as an organization, we offer several different programs, one of which are support groups. And it's, you know, I think, again, going through something like this that can be so physical, something you don't always necessarily want to discuss with a boyfriend or husband, you know, that the support groups and talking with other women and sharing those experiences and, you know, and what has happened to me and did this happen to you sort of sharing that goes on. The peer support is phenomenal, and it just you make instant friends. I say it's the best club in the world of just these amazing women that you never want to join. But once you're in, you're in.
Is there a lot of support from husbands and siblings, mothers, fathers, you know, friends?
Absolutely.
Children, really?
Absolutely. Yeah. Each survivor tends to have, you know, a whole pack of people that are cheering them on as they hit the catwalk. So, yeah, it's definitely a very family-friendly function.
Because basically, you know, it's not just a physical fight. It's also so much of a mental fight.
Absolutely.
And when you have that support, just makes it that much easier to overcome this.
Absolutely, absolutely. That it is. It's you know, knowing that, again, what we try to stress is just that you can be, you are, and have been the whole time, but you can be beautiful again, and you can get that life back again that you had before the diagnosis.
I think that's going to conclude our interview. Is there anything that you would like to add?
Just the details of the event. It's Sunday, April 6th at Track 29. Doors open at 2 p.m. We'll have light hors d'oeuvres. We also have a great truffle sale. Two little chocolate truffles that some come with surprises, so for different gift cards and gift certificates around town. So it's a lot of fun. The chocolates are provided by the Chocolate Box of Chattanooga, and she does an awesome job. So check us out. You can get tickets on our website, and that is bcss-chattanooga.org. Or on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/breastcancersupportservices.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming in.
Thanks.